least a dozen sinkholes have opened up in the Central Florida subdivision over the past week, enough to drain an entire retention pond and force the evacuation of 8 nearby homes as a precaution.
We've been dealing with so much, scared to death to lose our home.
That was Florida resident Shannon Cole with CBS News correspondent Manuel Borquez. Sinkholes are a common feature in Florida, but experts say the number has increased since Hurricane Irma took its toll on the state. Over the past few weeks, about a dozen sinkholes opened in a neighborhood in Ocala, Florida, forcing residents to evacuate. The sinkholes are expected to continue. Joining me now from Orlando, Florida, is Eric Sandoval. He's a reporter for WKMG-TV News 6, the CBS affiliate in Orlando. It's been reporting on the sinkholes. Eric, great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Jane.
So describe what these sinkholes look like.
Well, picture a golf course, if you will, and the sand traps right in the middle of what would be a sea of green. You see that definite definition of sand. That's what these sinkholes are looking like. You may have seen other sinkholes in other parts of Florida that look like just big caves of dirt. But this soil, this area of Ocala, Florida, is really sandy. And they're all happening in a lake area surrounded by grass. So you see a lot of grass, and then all of a sudden, a huge divot of sand.
Mm. And so what's happening? Cars are being swallowed. Homes are going under. What are these sinkholes doing to structures there?
Well, fortunately, no structures have been directly impacted yet. This is happening right outside of a townhome subdivision. Remarkably, in the middle of a lake, there's a retention pond right outside this townhome development. And the banks of this lake are where these sinkholes are happening. But the problem is, the sinkholes are now encroaching closer and closer to this townhome development, to the point where a bank of 8 townhomes have now been evacuated. Families just displaced from their homes because they don't know if their homes are going to be the next to just drop into this lake that's right next to them.
And what do people hear? What do they experience before these sinkholes appear?
Well, nothing. And that's the scary part. Our cameras were actually there the day after these sinkholes started appearing. And one of our reporters was shooting some cell phone video of the lake just to get a scenic, view of where these sinkholes are. And right before him, on his cell phone video, a sinkhole formed in the middle of the lake, causing this huge explosion of water. There's no warning. These people aren't hearing anything, but there are some neighbors who are fearful because they're starting to hear some creaking and some groaning inside their condos, and they're wondering if that may have something to do with a sinkhole.
Here's a clip from your station, WKMG-TV. You spoke with Christina Carter. She moved to Ocala, Florida from Vermont in June. She says she's concerned about what will happen in the area moving forward.
It's just been kind of scary seeing all this and knowing that people are being displaced and just concerned about everything. I mean, my biggest thing is when I moved down here with snakes and spiders, not sinkholes, because it gets bigger every day. How far is this going to get? How big is it going to get? And nobody's telling us anything.
We go to Gainesville, Florida, where Anthony Rondazzo is standing by. He's president of GeoHazards Incorporated, a consulting firm that deals with geological hazards, of which sinkholes are the most prominent. Also professor emeritus of geological sciences at the University of Florida. Anthony, welcome to you.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. How do these sinkholes form? What's causing these sinkholes in Florida specifically?
Well, most of the sinkholes in central and northern Florida are the result of very old limestone that is fairly close to the Earth's surface, covered by some sand and clay, and it's been dissolving for millions and millions of years. And it's reached a point where either the dissolved areas in the limestone, which are now caves and caverns, collapse, or they become the conduits for the sand and clay above that washes down into them when you have rain events, storm events, or if you pond water like in the retention basin in that Ocala situation.
Mm. And so how did Hurricane Irma play into all this?
Well, that created a deluge of water on a certain portion of the earth that is prone to sinkhole activity. And so all of this water infiltrating into the ground promoted the raveling process, which is the sand and clay moving downward into cavities in more deeply buried limestone. This all produces a depression at the ground surface that you call a sinkhole.
Eric Sandoval, tell us about this this lake that essentially drained like a bathtub.
It did. It did. And it's really remarkable to see. We were out there day one where the lake was still, you know, a lake. It was a visual feature greeting people when they went into the Windchase townhomes there. Now it's empty. And one thing I do want to point out, you know, I've been talking to city officials about this, the engineer. They say there are now 15 sinkholes in that one area. And any damage that is caused by this and the repair to the earth, you know, just to fortify the earth, fill these sinkholes in, that is not up to the city of Ocala. That is up to the HOA. This is private land. And the owners of that land, being the residents of that townhome, are now responsible for any repairs that have to happen.
Anthony Randazzo, there are also reports that these sinkholes are draining water from retention ponds, not just that lake that Eric mentioned. What do you know about that?
Yes, retention ponds are very common part of the design process of different homeowners' situations. Mm-hmm. So when you have the pooling and ponding of water and you are in a sinkhole-prone area, the weight of that water could actually trigger a sinkhole. And it's actually a very common phenomenon. We've done hundreds of different retention ponds for different municipalities, agencies, and even private homeowners where this phenomenon has occurred.
Are there other places, other states around the country, Anthony, where sinkholes formations might be particularly, you know, people might be susceptible to living in areas where these might happen?
Actually, there are quite a few, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Any place where you have very old limestone that has been in a state of dissolution over millions and millions of years, and it's relatively close to the surface, and you have the addition of rainfall or a lot of water, high rainfall areas, these are all prone. So Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, these are very common areas.
Eric Sandoval, Central Florida, obviously densely populated area. What's the concern right now among your folks, the population there, and the concern for homes, businesses, structures?
Well, the concern is always there, and I think that's part of the price tag of living here in Central Florida. I think you may remember a couple years ago in Sefner, which is a suburb of the Tampa area, a sinkhole opened right underneath a man's home and swallowed him while he was still in his bed, killing him. This is a danger that we live with here in Central Florida. And, you know, I just got an update here in the Ocala area. Geotech is the firm that is studying this, and they hope to have a report to the city of Ocala on what exactly is going on by the end of that week, by the end of this week. And, of course, we'll be reporting that on our website at clickorlando.com.
Eric Sandoval, WKMG-TV, CBS affiliate in Orlando. Eric, thanks so much for watching this and for helping us today.
Thanks, Jane.
Anthony Randazzo, president of GeoHazards. Appreciate your insight and perspective into these new sinkholes in Florida. Anthony, thank you.
You're most welcome.
Continue the conversation, listeners. Get our On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.
On Point is a production of WBUR Boston and NPR.